This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Kicking off hour number three. This is Free Talk Live, and in studio on this Wednesday is Daryl
and TJ the Spy
and Mark,
and we will take your calls about whatever is on your mind. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we're also available on Skype. If you have the Skype, you will generally sound better. Skype username is lrn.fm. We go to the phones, and we have Darius calling in from Toronto. Darius, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going good. What's on your mind?
Good. I just wanted to say I was sorry to hear about the FBI raid, and I made a donation with little I could to AMP. And
Thank you very much.
No, yeah, problem. A lot of people have jumped on the AMP train right about now, and you can go to amp.freetalklive.com if you want to help us buy some equipment to replace what was lost in the raid.
And don't feel bad. I had a marvelous time with the raid. I was, you know, getting to
were naked flirting with the FBI agent.
Yes, okay, I was flirting with Scott Bailey, the FBI agent. He had a very thick red beard, and, you know, he had a gun and a badge, and I am sort of a badge bunny at times, and he was immensely uncomfortable. I'm like, good, you jerk, because you came into the house with a search warrant and stole all my stuff.
You know what they do to kitty diddlers in jail?
No, that,
I don't know.
Are
you going to show me?
You know, I should have said that, but they might have pulled out their ass baton and whacked me over the kneecaps.
They had to pull out something. What's on your mind, Darius?
That would have been the line. But, TJ, I heard you saying that, I don't know if that was correct or not, certain brands of hard drives are actually backdoored.
Well, the FBI, apparently, according to Snowden, they have possible firmware things that can ping, or they can manipulate the firmware. So, for example, TrueCrypt is a good program. It's unbreakable by the FBI. We've had several cases in PACER, Public Access to Court Electronic Records, so it's the federal court docket system, where the FBI has been unable to break TrueCrypt when the laptop was powered off. So that was the key. Your laptop has to be powered off. The password has to be sufficiently random and secure. So don't use your mom's social security number. They're going to guess that.
Who knows their mother's social security number?
The FBI. That was actually a real case. Alan Carroll was an FBI agent who was assigned to the NSA, and he said, well, yeah, there was this one case. The prisoner used his mom's social security number as the password, and so when we broke it, we're like, it must have been him. It was his mom's social security number.
Before my mom passed away, I didn't even remember her telephone number.
Are you aware of any brands that might not be backdoor, any solid state drives? Was that revealed in any way?
No, that's not been revealed. I mean, the thing is, the NSA, this is what I was going to go for. The NSA is a military organization. The FBI is a law enforcement organization. And so it was always interesting to me is that I would have a tool. I would write a tool, and there would be another person at the FBI's engineering research facility at Quantico, Virginia, who would be writing the software for the exact same tool. And the reason we had to do it that way is if I wrote a tool to, say, extract the GPS, recently visited points on your TomTom GPS system, I can't hand that over to the FBI because the software has to be authenticated in a court of law. So they had to have a special agent or a technician there at ERF write their own software that could extract recently visited places on a TomTom GPS. And that way they could present it in a court of law saying, yeah, here's the original source code. We wrote it ourselves. But I just thought it was kind of bizarre that even within the NSA, you would frequently have 10 people all duplicating the same effort. They'd be writing one program, but for different departments, and that program would do the same thing. There's a lot of redundancy within the federal government. And the reason you have to have redundancy is if there was no redundancy, you'd have to fire a bunch of people. So as long as you have a bunch of projects going on and they're all redundant, I actually think, you know, I have a different view about government waste. I think government waste is a good thing. Anytime federal officials are going up and they're doing nothing on their job, that's better than when they do their job. Yeah, like I would prefer the DEA just show up and read the newspaper every day than actually go after drug dealers.
Right. And regarding TrueCrypt, I think you answered part of my question. Wasn't it discontinued a couple years back?
Not discontinued. The developers, in a somewhat bizarre message, they said they're not going to develop it any further. There was a, you know, they basically decided to switch over to BitLocker, and they decided to stop selling, supporting it. Now, some of the other people have taken up the torch, and they have started releasing, I don't know the name of the successor program. VeraCrypt, I think, was the name. But,
yeah,
But I still use TrueCrypt on Windows 7. I refuse to upgrade to Windows 10 because TrueCrypt doesn't work very well with Windows 10.
Hold on. You still use Windows?
I use Windows 7. I use Windows. Well, I mean, it's a trade-off. Again, all security is a trade-off.
I haven't been thrilled with Linux on my one machine. I'm not saying that it's bad. I'm just not saying...
Which distribution? There are hundreds of distributions of Linux.
Cinnamon, Mint.
If you're paranoid,
part of my complaint.
You know, if you're paranoid, you want to use Tails, the Amnesiac Incognito Linux system. And, you know, I use Kali Linux, which is a hacking distribution. It's designed to have network penetration tools in it. But, you know, again, it's all about trade-offs, because if you really want a secure laptop, you need to pay for it cash. Never connect it to the internet. You need to be in a shielded room to protect you from Tempest emissions. And that would be a very useless laptop if it's never connected to the internet. So, you know, do you want to, you know, so you always have trade-offs. Like if you want to use Tor, well, now your web browsing is going to be slowed down significantly. If you, you know, a lot of websites require JavaScript and Flash, but you can't turn on JavaScript and Flash if you care about your security, because JavaScript and Flash are vulnerable. And so, unfortunately, that's been a trade-off that the Tor browser bundle has had to make, is you go to browse a website and it says you can't run this website because you don't have JavaScript turned on. So what does the person do? They turn on JavaScript, and if that site is malicious, they then can execute an attack which allows them to ping and figure out what your real IP address is.
Right.
So that's always a trade-off. And in security, it almost always happens that people will choose usability over security all the time. And a good example of this, even spies who should know better, if you're in an embassy in a foreign country, one thing the foreign governments will do is inject noise on the phone line. So if you try and pick up a secure phone and you call and you try and go secure, the noise will prevent the connection from forming. And you won't know on the phone. It'll say on the stew, it'll say unable to connect. You won't know why, but... What, you know, the Russians have found, invariably 9 times out of 10, the person will say, oh, the thing's not working, you know, and then they'll try to talk around it or they'll use code. And that's been very effective for the Russians and the Chinese in getting information. They just know if they can stop people from using their encryption, or if they make the encryption malfunction, they'll just not use it. And that requires a lot of discipline. If you're using a TextSecure or Signal, which is the successor, if you're like using Signal and it's saying error, and if it's you, imagine you're talking with somebody and it keeps saying error, 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 error.
That's a sign.
Or it could just be a bug, but you won't know. And so are you going to be disciplined enough to not say anything at all, than to say, hey, let's just switch back to regular SMS, short message service. Let's just switch back to regular text messaging that's unencrypted, because we need to get some plans made. And I have always found when people need to get plans made, when they need to share information, they always will get rid of security. They'll get rid of the encryption if it's getting in the way of the communication. And investigators know this, and that's why they are very sneaky. So
now, this reminds me that of the story that I read not too long ago about Facebook doing that weird, basically a psychological test on their users, to where they were causing the app to just randomly stop working on people's cell phones, and then they were determining that the vast majority of people, when the app stopped working, opened up a web browser to continue doing whatever Facebook stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, they were manipulating behavior to see, can we get people to keep using our product?
Yeah.
How addicted to Crackbook are you that you will switch over to the browser from the app, or vice versa, when one stops working?
Is it more secure to access it via the browser versus the app?
If you're on Facebook, is a terrible idea if you have anything to hide. That's why I don't.
Nothing secure about
I don't
that.
Have a Facebook account, and that causes me a lot of problems. But I don't have a Facebook because I care about privacy.
Darius,
thanks
for the call and your calls. Welcome 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-975-5269. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. The number again is 1-800-975-5269. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-975-5269. That's 1-800-975-5269.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Your calls, welcome, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
You can go to saveatpurse.com, save 20, 25, 30% on everything that you purchase at Amazon. As long as you use Bitcoin, that's the catch. And this is the reason that you want to start using Bitcoin, because my family, we've been saving for months. Everything we buy, just we buy it through Amazon on saveitpurse.com, and we save. You can save too. You can get a big raise simply by buying with Bitcoin. Save at purse.com.
And I was just looking at my purse account earlier. I have done 22 transactions in like the last year and a half. My average savings is about $10. So I'm not doing huge save or, you know, like huge orders. My average order is probably like $50, $60. But again, I'm saving on average $10 per order.
Yeah, and you got that delicious turkey jerky, didn't you?
Yeah, I get turkey jerky and other health food stuff.
And I believe you sold it to me for $4.
Yes.
Did you make a profit on it?
I think I broke even, but you actually wound up saving a dollar over what you would buy that at a big box store.
I was hoping you had made a profit, because then I could ask you, sir, where's your piece of paper giving you permission to make a profit and run a business?
I wasn't intending to make a profit. See, there's the thing. Intent. I was not intending to make a profit. So, therefore, no piece of paper needed.
Yeah. See, isn't that amazing? You can give me something for free, or you can give me something at cost. But the moment you try and make money doing it, you need permission from the government.
Well, there are some things that you can give away for free, but as soon as you...
Like sex?
Yes. As soon as you try to sell it, then it's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Unless you videotape it, in which case it's perfectly legal.
With the intent to distribute
across interstate. Yes, 18 U.S.C. Section 2257, proof of age on file. I'm fully aware of that law.
Yes. And one thing that, let's talk about prostitution for a second. The question that I always have to the people that say prostitution needs to be illegal because my morality. Okay, what's the moral difference? Not legal, not ethical. What is the moral difference between going up to a woman and saying, I will give you X amount of money if you have sex with me, and going to a bar and buying someone drinks in hopes that they have sex with you? What is the moral difference between the two?
Drinks. I usually take my dudes to Hawaii. That usually is what puts them over the edge. It's like, well, you know, baby, I took you first class to Hawaii. We're at the Grand Wailea, and they can't really see.
Yeah, you're also not straight, so you're not trying to pick up chicks.
Well, Mark, Daryl, I think it works the same way.
You're a straight guy.
Yes.
What's the moral difference between buying a girl drinks in a bar and just telling her, I will give you X money?
She is able to make a better decision when she is not inebriated. That's the difference.
Okay, but that's not necessarily a moral difference.
Not a moral difference. There is no moral difference.
Right.
You can have sex.
That's what I was wanting someone to admit, is there is no moral difference.
If you can give somebody money and you can have sex with somebody, then why can't you give somebody money to have sex with you? It just doesn't – there is no particular reason. And I got to say that this is just – I believe – this is my belief. I believe that the reason is that prostitution is illegal is because there's enough people out there that just don't want the competition, mostly women. Like, this would be bad. This would break up the cartel that they have on behavior modification for men.
Oh, yeah. Give your theory –
I got
here again, because I know that TJ will disagree with it.
What's that?
You've said before something along the lines of women control 100% of the sex.
Yeah, well, they certainly they're darn close to it. But yeah, I mean, I think that's what it comes down to is that this is an issue that generally, you know, men are too scared to confront, and it's because women are like, oh, no. Because I remember we had a co-host one time. His name was Todd, and he said we were trying to talk to him about prostitution. He's like, oh, I'm not going to answer that. I've got a wife. What does that have to do with it? I have a wife, and I'm advocate for prostitution to be legal because I don't want people to go to jail for this nonsense.
Yeah,
not because I want to go to a prostitute.
That's the reason that was given by one of the state reps here in New Hampshire on why he voted against decriminalizing prostitution is he said, if this passes, my wife would be upset if I hired a prostitute.
Well, duh.
And the state rep that introduced the bill said, then you probably shouldn't hire a prostitute.
Good advice.
Yeah. So, Mark, there was something that you wanted to talk about.
Yeah, so I recently took the iSideWith poll again, iSideWith.com.
Yes.
And it allows you to sort of figure out which one of the people that's running is going to be best for you and that sort of thing. And I had taken it previously, and I can't remember. I don't think the Libertarians were on there yet, and I came up with, like, Fiorina or something after Rand Paul was out.
Okay. She was a former CEO of eBay, right?
Hewlett-Packard.
HP. Okay. Yeah.
And so I was pretty dissatisfied with that particular result. She wasn't a candidate that resonated with me. But I did notice that the Libertarians got added to the iSideWith.
Yes.
So I took it again. And I did
You actually didn't have to take it again as long as you saved your results the first time.
I don't know anything about that.
You could have just gone and logged back in and then updated, just click on results again.
Maybe I should create an account that way. If this ever comes up again, then I don't have to do it again.
Yes.
But regardless, admittedly, I still didn't do the best job because this is really thorough. They have lots of answers to the question. They have you sort of rating how important it is to you, that kind of thing. I came up with Daryl W. Perry as my result. So you're on the iSideWith.
Yeah, I got added yesterday afternoon.
And tied with Austin Peterson. They're both at 98. They put his photo on, so maybe he's ever so slightly above you as far as the percentages. But I got both of you at 98%, followed by John McAfee at 97 and Gary Johnson at 95. And then I guess I agree more with Ted Cruz than Donald Trump, which disturbs me, and Bernie Sanders more than Donald Trump, too.
Now, interesting.
Now, Daryl, I know you're running for president, and I want to commend you for bravely declining Secret Service protection.
I never offered it.
You were never offered. Why weren't you? Daryl, this
because
is...
Because I'm neither a Republican nor a Democrat.
Well...
They don't care if somebody shoots me in the head.
Well, you know, I think we need to change this, because I would love to have a bunch of
you
men...
You want them to care if I get shot in the head?
Well, I think,
that's,
you know...
nice.
No.
People should care if I get shot in the head.
No, I don't want you... See, in fact, I'm willing to be your bodyguard until we can get a bunch of guys in black SUVs with Secret Service stars out front, because we've already had a bunch of men with FBI badges and SUVs come to our front door, and I figured we should have something similar with the Secret Service, so they can be your executive bodyguard. But until they decide that they're going to step up to the plate and start protecting you from the presidential assassins, I will agree to be your bodyguard. I'll take a bullet for you, Daryl.
I can't afford to buy you plane tickets to all of the places that I'm traveling over the next month and a half.
Okay.
So, like, if you want to be my bodyguard while I'm in Keene...
You're going to do it free.
That's great.
All right.
And, like, you know, I'll occasionally throw you some turkey jerky. But otherwise, like, I can't afford to pay you.
Okay, I'll take it. Turkey jerky for bodyguard protection.
And I'm glad you mentioned Ted Cruz and Donald Trump, because I've got a story about their supporters and who's more authoritarian.
I'm just glad you're still on. You're on iSideWith.
855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro-1 G2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, Katie Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KATIE. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to katiearmor.com. Come and take it.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we also have Skype. Username is lrn.fm.
Yeah, we were just talking about doing your online shopping through Purse, saveitpurse.com. And that is a great option if you've got some Bitcoin, and I recommend doing it. You know, save a bunch of money at saveitpurse.com. But if you're going to buy with U.S. dollars, and you probably are, and you're going to use Amazon or Walmart or a variety of other retailers we've got, just go to shop.freetalklive.com. It's an extra click, I know, but that click helps us so much. In the case of Amazon, we can get up to 7% of your purchase simply by sending you there. Shop.freetalklive.com. Just pick the flag of your particular nation, and that way you can do your shopping. Bookmark that, and then use it every time. Shop.freetalklive.com.
So you were talking about Donald Trump and Ted Cruz ever so slightly, and
yes,
I actually had
the I Side With, which is isidewith.com, where you go and sort of vote, you know, pick your issues, and then they tell you which candidates are yours. And I came up with Donald Trump way down the list here at 65%. Apparently, Ted Cruz at 83%. So, you know, apparently he's more my guy than Trump.
Yes, and I remember we talked a couple of weeks ago about how Donald Trump supporters were somewhat authoritarian, generally. Well, there's new studies that show that actually Donald Trump supporters are less authoritarian than Ted Cruz supporters. The story comes from Reason.com, and Nick Gillespie writes, you know the score about Donald Trump, right? He's playing directly into authoritarian inclinations, according to PhD student Matthew McWilliams in Politico, who cites the way Trump voters rally around, among other things, proposals to ban Muslims and deport illegal immigrants.
Jeffrey Tucker of Liberty.me has called him a fascist on more than one occasion. He's a neo-fascist as far as Jeffrey Tucker is concerned. Yep.
McWilliams writes, authoritarians obey. He sampled 1,800 voters back in December. And he adds, they rally to and follow strong leaders, and they respond aggressively to outsiders, especially when they feel threatened. Not so fast, say political scientists Wendy Ron and Eric Oliver, who did their own survey and argue that Trump's followers aren't particularly authoritarian, but populist inclination. In the Washington Post, they wrote, authoritarianism, as understood by political psychologists, refers to a set of personality traits that seek order, clarity, and stability. Authoritarians have little tolerance for deviance. They're highly obedient to strong leaders. They scapegoat outsiders and demand conformity to traditional norms. Populism, on the other hand, is a type of political rhetoric that casts a virtuous people against nefarious elite and strident outsiders. Scholars measure populism in a variety of ways, but we focus on three central elements. Those three elements, they write, are belief that a few elites have absconded with the rightful sovereignty of the people.
Yeah, I think populists believe that.
A deep mistrust of any group that claims expertise.
Okay.
And a strong nationalist identity.
All right. I do not, I'm not a populist, so I don't necessarily feel as a strong national identity. I think a national identity, although I identify with it, I would say that a national identity, it's sort of a trick to catch us all in. Nationalism is this trick that the rulers use.
Nationalism is dangerous.
Yeah, politicians are dangerous. They use nationalism as a tool. They use the belief system.
We Americans. A dangerous tool. Because what nationalism is the belief that I, because I escaped a vagina in the United States of America, am better than you, sir, because you came out of a vagina in Canada or Mexico or some other country.
I think that most nationalists would allow you to like their country and then sort of be part of the group. So it's like a sports team. I can be born in Denver, but as long as I think the Yankees are the best baseball team, I'm still in the club. So I could be born in Russia, but if I say the United States is a better country than Russia, then I get to be in the nationalist club.
If you sufficiently like the United States tyranny,
it's just
then yes.
Like a sports team or a religion in that way.
Well, if you don't like it, you should go to Somalia.
Right.
And what do
the Somalis do, for God's sake? They don't even have a real nation, right?
I would say, well, I like to point out the difference between Somalia and the U.S. is simply a matter of degree, not of methods. So in Somalia, if you disobey the Somali warlords who are governing their provinces, they might beat you up or even kill you if they disobey them with a severe enough infraction. You contrast
if
that with the U.S. government.
If you do that in the United States, then some government agent might wind up killing you on the sidewalk of New York City because you were selling loose cigarettes.
Thank you, Daryl. You totally ruined the punchline to my joke. I was getting to that punchline, and I said, and opposed to the United States, where if you disobey the government, they will kidnap you, possibly beat you up, fine you, take your money, and kill you. So that was going to be my punchline, but okay. You got ahead of me and totally ruined the joke.
Well, because you said there was a difference, and I thought you were actually going to point out some
kind of
difference, and there's not one.
Well, that was my tongue-in-cheek, but I mean, it really is simply a matter of degree. Both methods are coercive. Do as I say, the person in charge, do what I tell you to do, or else I'm going to hurt you. And you contrast that with a voluntary method, whereas, look, I want you to do this. Can I pay you $100? No. How about I get your kid into Harvard? I mean, the wonderful thing about voluntary interactions is there's so many ways we can resolve a dispute. If I don't want to do something and you really want me to do something, we can negotiate. Maybe you want me to do something that I don't want to do, and I can get you to do something you don't want to do, and we trade. And if we can't agree, then we just agree not to talk to each other, or we stay out of each other's way. I think one of the reasons we have so much violence in public schools is that kids are forced to stick together. So you think, if I was just watching a documentary on Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, they were bullied every day, and they didn't have the option to not be bullied. They had to come to school and be bullied.
Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold, the Columbine shooters. Yeah. Two of the people there in Columbine. And I say two of because I'm still convinced that there were more than just two students that were involved in that.
Well, I wouldn't be able to speak to that because I don't know enough about it. But I do have this question about the ongoing presidential runs here. Daryl, do you find yourself among the sort of major party candidates here? Do you find yourself sort of underlying rooting in your heart without saying anything, you know, out loud? Do you find yourself rooting for any of these particular candidates, like just a little bit?
No,
no, not at all. They're all just the same level of crap.
That there's, you know, like the way I look at the Republican and Democratic elections is the same way I look at a lot of baseball or basketball or whatnot, to where I can watch a game and not care at all who wins.
I agreed. I can watch a sports game and just appreciate the few moments that happen in the game that are just worth, you know, the replay moments. I love those too. But I guess in TJ, have you found yourself like liking one of these candidates slightly more or rooting for them? Maybe you don't like them. Maybe you're just rooting for them.
Well, I said I want Bernie Sanders to win because if he wins, I'm going to go back to college on get my free college. And if I'm kind of hoping Donald Trump at least gets the nomination. I just love a good circus. Anytime there's a circus where the media is going crazy and there's just all kinds of antics, Donald Trump has been a gift. I didn't think in a million years he would win as much as he has been winning. I thought he was going to have his little flash in the pan and then die out. But
he was paying people to show up at events here in New Hampshire before he hit big.
Apparently that was an investment, a very good investment.
Yeah, apparently that worked.
You know, and why can't politicians bribe us directly? I mean, they already bribe us with our own money. Why don't they start using their own money to bribe us?
Yes, Mark. I have to say that for similar reasons, I find myself rooting for Trump. I just like the chaos, I guess, that comes with him. I know he's going to be a disruptive force if he ever hits Washington, D.C., and there's a place I would truly love to see disrupted, even if it's by Trump.
Yeah,
I not an endorsement.
I look at it like a big giant train wreck to where, you know, I'm hoping the train somehow turns itself upright and millions of people don't die. This is Free Talk Live.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Hi, Pat Matthews again. I want to talk to you about selling online. And when I say selling, I'm talking about your home, your car, and even buying a house or a new set of wheels. There's a new kid in town, and that's BuySellMakeOffer.com. The revolution has already begun, and I invite you to be a part of it. You see, get in on the ground floor because BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees. Can you imagine what the other guys might charge you for selling a car on their site? Let alone a house. Well, BuySellMakeOffer.com doesn't do that. And you can use Skype and YouTube videos to sell your products, big or small. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and set up your account. For as little as $7.95 per month, you can sell up to 50 items. And they'll give you the first 30 days free just to try it out. Remember, no per item fees. Join the revolution today. BuySellMakeOffer.com. And tell them Pat Matthews sent you.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring, though, are these timeshare charlatans. These high-pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the DBV, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Still time for you and your thoughts if you call now. In the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio on this Wednesday, it's Daryl.
DJ the Spy.
And Mark.
And we've been talking about the presidential election, specifically the authoritarianism or populism, as it might be, of the two front runners in the Republican Party, Donald Trump and Ted Cruz. There's an article from Reason.com where they're saying that, well, Donald Trump might not actually be as authoritarian as you might think. He might actually be more of a populist, and Ted Cruz might actually be the authoritarian in the race.
Well, Ted Cruz is the career more career politician, the career government worker, a former prosecutor. So, I would agree that I think what Trump has done is he's figured out a method to hack the Republican nomination. This is that he has figured out a series of words that he can say over and over again that is going to secure him the nomination.
This is going to be the biggest, most luxurious, expensive wall between the Mexico and the U.S. we have ever built, and we are going to make the Mexicans pay for it.
That's right.
Yeah, he says a bunch of stuff that, honestly, I don't know if you could actually take it to be, like, him actually espousing a principle or espousing a position.
I don't know what I think.
But there's a bunch of words that are being used.
Words. Lots of great words. He went to an Ivy League school. He's got wonderful words.
I've got all the best words, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to make the dictionary great again.
He has the best words and the best comb over. The article from Reason, they're citing a report by political scientist Wendy Rahn and Eric Oliver, who conclude in their report that Trump voters are less authoritarian than those of Ted Cruz and about as authoritarian as people that were supporting Marco Rubio, who has since dropped out of the race. And they do mention that the testing for authoritarianism is to ask questions about child rearing
And this is something that I recall we had discussed previously on Free Talk Live, and I have the questions. Whether it is more important for the voter to have a child who is respectful or independent,
okay,
obedient or self-reliant, well-behaved or considerate, and well-mannered or curious. Respondents who pick the first option in each of these questions are strongly authoritarian.
Who would pick well-mannered over curious?
People that want their children to be seen and not heard, sit down, shut up, stay out of my way. I don't
Does
want to know
happen?
That you exist. I don't know to what extent it still exists, but they're asking people of all ages these questions, Mark.
That's true. That's
they're
true.
Not just asking new parents.
Okay.
And I can almost guarantee that your parents wanted you to be well-behaved.
My mother would have, in my case, my mother would have wanted me to be curious and think for myself.
No, I'm sure
there's some guidelines for that.
It was well-behaved or considerate.
Yes.
Not curious. Or well-mannered or curious.
Yeah, well-mannered or curious.
And, I think that parents would want their children to...
It was an either-or situation,
yes.
And I'll take a child that is curious over a child that is well-mannered.
Yes, you're not an authoritarian. We basically concluded that. The article here continues with Nick Gillespie saying, as interesting, to me anyway, are the other dimensions that Ron and Oliver scope out. Voters who like Bernie Sanders are highly anti-elitist, but relatively trusting of experts, while Hillary voters and Ted Cruz share the same relatively tepid embrace of American identity as a big deal. Ron and Oliver stress that authoritarian and populist traits can and do overlap, but I think they're onto something when stressing Trump as a populist.
Now, it's obvious. I mean, it's clear as a nose on your face that he's more of a populist than he is an authoritarian, yes. Now, I would say that there's some disturbingly fascistic aspects to populism. I mean, populism, fascism, as it was created in large part in the United States in the early part of this century, late 19th century, early 20th century, it's a pretty populist movement.
So let's go to the phones. We've got James calling in from Georgia. James, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi. Thank you. The thing I was talking about really was that I was kind of worried about what could happen with the program and stuff, because I just heard right now from the guy that, the one that helped me out to be on the air now, and he told me that there was a problem because of what happened with that thing on, because of, you know what I mean, right? With it.
So that there was an FBI raid on the studios from where this show originates. That happened on Sunday. And they took a lot of computers.
46 items of computer media.
And I was not here. They did leave the microphones and...
Mixers and phones. And
mixers, phones. They did take one of the things that allows the VoIP lines to work. So, we're not with all of our phone lines, but we still have, operational telephones. We're up and running. Ian Freeman has been working diligently the last 3.5 days to get everything to what would be almost fully functional.
He's been tireless. I mean, he's absolutely amazing to watch him work.
And there's been a fundraiser put up on GoFundMe that was started by a listener of the show. It was not started by any of the hosts.
I didn't even think of it, but I would recommend people go to the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. But the fundraiser reached its goal.
Yeah. The goal was $5,000. That got surpassed in less than, 17 hours.
So Ian will be back on the show, right?
At some indeterminate point in the future, probably. We honestly don't know.
Well, I just hope everything will be all right, man, because I don't really trust those people. And I even heard that they are the ones that... I heard many years ago that they are the ones who not only put the, those type of things out there for people to get them, but that they are the ones who are involved in making those things in the first place. So I don't trust these people, and I think you guys know that old saying about the FBI, right? The female body inspectors, that's what I call them, because you know, I just call them that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So, Well, we'll get to the bottom.
Thank you very much for the call, James. And we will now go to another Mark. I believe this Mark is calling in from Utah. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live with Daryl, TJ, and Mark.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to say I love your show. I've listened to you for a few months now, and it's amazing. I had a conspiracy theory that I wanted to float with you guys.
Lay it on us.
All right. Now, this conspiracy theory is that during this time when the FBI was controlling that that website,
Playpen.
Playpen. With that, or during that time, what do you think the odds are that somebody came that was actually an undercover FBI guy came to your house at that particular...
An actual FBI agent, zero. Now, here's the thing.
Yes.
Could an FBI agent have told one of a CI, a confidential informant, hey, log into this website from Ian Freeman's wireless network? It's possible, but it's very risky because if that kind of behavior got out, the Office of Professional Responsibility, which is the FBI's internal affairs organization, they would not be very happy and it would throw their case into a tizzy. So... You know, right now we really don't know what happened. All we know is that somebody accessed this website using the wireless network here at LRN. The FBI is going to find this person.
That? We don't know that they were actually here. They could have spoofed the IP address.
Well, okay, we're going to perceive that somebody, not us, nobody here in the studio tonight did this. And I want to make that very clear. We are all innocent. Those of us who had our laptops stolen by the FBI, we are all innocent. And... The FBI, they're looking for a very specific laptop or computer that accessed this network. They know the MAC address. They know the host ID. And I hope they find that person so that way we can get all our equipment back sooner, preferably rather than later. But Ian's not going to be charged because he is totally innocent. He didn't do anything, and neither did I or James or anybody else.
Well, just because Ian didn't do something doesn't mean he will not be charged.
Well,
we hope that he will not be charged because he did not do anything.
Yeah.
But we don't know for certain. And, Mark, I wish we had more time. Feel free to call back any night, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 855 450 free. We're online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done. Get a great deal and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent, and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.